4. Answering the questions. Exercise 1. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 1. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions. Scott and Steve go out for a cup of coffee. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
What a day! I'm exhausted!
Well, it's not over yet.
Yeah, but it's over for me. I have to head home and be there when the kids get home.
Oh, that's right. I have to head back to the office for a bit. My lawyer is waiting there to talk about a contract dispute we have with one of our clients. How long does it usually take you to get home from here?
Well, depending on traffic, I can sometimes be home within half an hour. I should be home today around 5 p.m.
That's so convenient that your office is close to the 4th Ring Road. I sometimes have to fight traffic for an hour just to get to the 3rd Ring.
I know. It's a lifesaver. Hey, will you get home tonight in time to watch That's Incredible?
I hope so. That's my favorite program. I love all those weird things people do.
I'll be watching it too. Well, if your meeting goes too late, give me a call and I'll record it.
Thanks. I may do that. I might have to miss it tonight anyhow if my boss has her way.
Why's that?
Well, if she's still in the office, that means our business trip to Shanghai is on for tomorrow. Then I'll have to stay even later to get ready.
Oh, I hate going to Shanghai.
It's not so bad. I would like to know earlier than the night before, however.
This is the end of Exercise 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 2. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
So, when do flying classes begin on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, you'll join the other beginning students first for a series of lectures, and then for your first flight class. Lectures will be in Hangar 8, and you'll begin promptly at 9 a.m.
Thank you. How big is the beginner's class this semester?
A little less than last year, but that's because we are also starting skydiving classes this semester. But we should have a good 25 students or so. And most of those students are female. That's the first time ever that we have had more girl beginners than boys.
That's interesting. Times sure have changed since my dad took flying lessons.
Is your dad still a pilot?
Yes, he flies commercial jets between Europe and the States.
This is the end of Exercise 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 3. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
It was my friend from the Congo who was just passing through Russia on his way here to China who was accused of carrying drugs across the border.
Really? Did he have drugs?
Of course not. He is a prince in my kingdom. He was just bringing some cassava root from his homeland. That is part of his traditional diet, and he wanted to take some to China. You know, to be able to eat something that he was familiar with. It was even in nice wrapping paper from his grandmother.
Wow! How can anyone confuse cassava root with drugs? Well, actually, I don't even know what cassava root looks like. What does it look like?
It's normally just a root. But unfortunately, the cassava my friend was carrying was ground up into a powder so that it would be easier to carry and easier to prepare.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but when the officials opened it up, they were very upset and made quite a big scene. I think he was even on a TV news report.
Ouch! But when he was coming into Russia, didn't he write down on the customs declaration form that he was bringing in food?
Yes, he did. But what do Russian customs officials know about traditional African foods? They thought he was trying to trick them, even though he told them right away that it was not drugs, but cassava root.
So he admitted right away, and on the form, that he had it with him?
Yes, but that didn't matter. They thought he was carrying drugs, and they treated him badly and put him right away in prison.
Yikes! A student from Congo put in prison in Russia on his way to China. Unbelievable! What happened then?
Well, my friend thought he was done for. They didn't let him write letters, make a phone call, or get a lawyer. They just locked him away. My friend said that those were the darkest moments of his life.
But he got out, right?
Yes. 2 weeks later, he was suddenly released. The customs officials had actually sent the cassava root to a laboratory for testing, and the test results came back negative for drugs. They saw that they were wrong, and they had to let him out.
That's good. Did they do anything to make up for all the trouble they caused your friend?
Nope. They did nothing. My friend even had to negotiate with the airlines on his own to get them to allow him to rebook his air flight out of Russia to China.
In the States, your friend would have been able to hire a lawyer and sue the government.
Yeah, but everything's different in Russia. And my friend was too numb and surprised that he had been released. He just wanted to get out of Russia as quick as possible and never come back.
That's a wild story.
This is the end of Exercise 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Five. Multiple choices. Exercise 1. In a moment, you are going to hear a conversation between two university students, Trey and Aisha. They are meeting on their university campus. Before you listen, look at questions 1 to 4. As you listen to the first part of the conversation, answer questions 1 to 4.
Hey, what's up, Aisha?
Oh, not much. I haven't seen you lately, Trey. Not since that night at the place when we did that thing with those people.
Yeah, that night. No, I couldn't do much for a couple of days after that. So what are you doing over here on this side of campus? I thought you were a journalism major. Don't all you writers hang out over by Agriculture Hall?
Most of the time. But today I had to interview this forestry major about an article I'm writing about the environment.
That's cool. I switched majors again myself. Now I'm a geography major. Hey, have you had lunch yet?
No, not yet. Are you inviting me?
Yes, I am. So what are you hungry for? I'm sick of the dorm food. So if you don't mind, I would rather go somewhere else. It's always the same there.
What? But they have such a great variety. It's cheap, and you can even special order certain items.
Yeah, I know, but it's always the same variety. Sometimes I'm just in the mood for grilled hamburgers or even fast food. Just not the atmosphere of the dorm cafeteria.
So it's more the setting of the cafeteria that you're tired of. I can understand that. But please don't take me to that Big Bear Grill restaurant again. I got sick from their meat last time.
You got sick?
Yeah, I think they undercooked their meat or something.
But that's where I have a craving to go. Okay, I'll go there by myself tomorrow. How about something Mexican? There's this new place called Chili Peppers down on Main Street. I heard it's pretty authentic.
You mean more authentic than Taco Bell?
Yes, more authentic. But I think it is therefore also a little bit more expensive.
Well, if you're treating, I'll eat anywhere.
Spoken like a true woman.
This is the end of Exercise 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 2. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions. Circle two letters. An example has been done for you.
Okay. Here is your schedule for interviews at our campus. Do you have a pen to take notes?
Yep. So who interviews me first?
On Monday, you will be interviewed in the literature department by Mrs. Lules in the morning and Mr. J in the afternoon. You'll visit the German department with Mr. J. And you should be done early on this day, so you can tour the town at your leisure.
Thanks. That is important as well. And on Tuesday?
On Tuesday morning, you will go to the linguistics department and meet with both Mr. Berger and Mr. Harrington. No, wait. Mr. Harrington had to change to the afternoon. So Mrs. Howell will join you and Mr. Berger as you discuss possible projects there.
And will I get to meet Mr. Arneson from the History Department?
Yes. You will meet with Mr. Arneson on Wednesday, and he will take you to both the History Department and the English Department. But he can only take you around until 3 p.m. that day, so you'll also be done a little bit earlier than anticipated.
Thanks. Those are all the people I was hoping to meet with. I think this should be a very interesting few days.
Yes. Good luck with your interviews. I'll meet with you again on Thursday morning, and then you can catch your flight home around lunchtime.
This is the end of Exercise 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. First, you have 20 seconds to look at Exercise 3. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
For a perspective on tourism trends, it is appropriate to briefly look at some economic trends in Asia. Asia is the fastest growing region of the world. Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, China and Korea all have an average growth rate above 8% annually over the last 5 years. In particular, the middle classes in many Asian countries are growing in economic power, which rapidly expands the demand for leisure activities. We expect this kind of growth to benefit themed attractions, large-scale shopping complexes, and other leisure developments such as resorts, sports facilities, and entertainment venues. In terms of tourism, Asia and the Pacific Rim are growing in importance worldwide. In 1993, there were 66 million visitor arrivals in the Asia-Pacific region. These are expected to increase to 103 million by the year 2000, and nearly double to 193 million by the year 2010. The top five destinations are Hong Kong, Singapore, Hawaii, West Coast USA, and Thailand. These were then followed by China, Japan, Korea, Indonesia, and Australia. The countries with particularly rapid tourism growth include China, Singapore, Indonesia, and Australia. Japan remains the principal travel generator in the region at over 11 million outbound travelers. Taiwan and Korea are rapidly expanding markets that represent about 7 million travelers annually and are growing at 15% and 20% per year. The most popular destinations for Japanese tourists within the region are South Korea, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Australia. Many Japanese see Australia as an alternative destination to the U.S.
This is the end of Exercise 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Six, gap filling. Exercise 1. First, you have 20 seconds to look at exercise 1. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Now I'd like to talk about something that is not talked about often, but that is actually quite common. Depression. Most people don't like to talk about this subject, often considering it a taboo subject best left for people to deal with themselves. The fact is, however, that the best solution for depression is relating to other people. And we all feel depressed at one time or another in our lives. There is no end to the reasons why people feel depressed. Some people are depressed because of family problems, such as between a husband and wife, while others suffer from low self-esteem. Yet others are suffering deep and prolonged depression because of the loss of a loved one. And yet others have a physical or physiological source of depression. Regardless of the source, depression can affect every area of our lives. It can drain our energy for living, diminish our interest in everyday activities, and, if serious enough, even lead to thoughts of despair or even suicide. In fact, depression is the leading cause of suicide. And because people don't want to talk about their depression, it is often very hard to spot. But no matter the cause or severity, we can learn to cope with the dark clouds that come into our lives and recover to live in normal and healthy relationships with other people.
This is the end of Exercise 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.